Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much this morning. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for keeping us. Thank you for bringing us here safely. We pray that the short time that we have in your presence will be a fruitful one. You help us to understand. You encourage us. You give us a new oil and a new anointing for the work of the ministry. You help us also to live our lives well, to take care of these young ones that you have put in our care. We are very much grateful for the opportunity that we have once again. And we say, Lord, keep us here and bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Please take your seat. Take your seat. I think that maybe we should all be here. So that we can have to look like a scattered settlement. But I want to thank God that we have actually converged this morning, and so that we will think about the work that we are doing. In most places where people work, if it's a very good workplace, you see that there's review meetings, there are review meetings, there are retreats, there are on-the-job training. Okay, once a while, the people gather just to think about the work that they are doing and also how best they can improve it. And first of all, I want to thank God, like I said, for our gathering here. And I also want us to put our hands together for our prophet, Bishop Darkeyward Mills. having found and started a ministry that today, by the grace of God, it looks flowering, that we can all be part of it. Okay, it's very serious. And every time I think about prophet, one of the things that comes to mind is the fact that he has faith, or he had faith. Okay, but somebody who has gone to school, he's a doctor. One day he says that he felt that God is calling him to do full time. But even you cry with this, your profession, you can't easily throw it away. Do you see? And yeah, you see, it's today that the thing looks nice, that we are all seeing that it looks like it's good. But in his days, when he even said God has called him, you see, you can liken the whole thing to like Isaiah 53. Without form or comeliness, who has believed our report? At that time, you'll be asking, what you are doing church? I mean, somebody has sent you to school, you have come back, you say you are doing church. Okay. I mean, who has believed what you are doing? There is no beauty on what you are doing and all that. Okay, but he has been able to hold it and he's been consistent. And today, we have found our ministry in the ministry that he has also found. Hallelujah. And I think that any time we mention prophet's name, it's a good opportunity for us to think well of him and also to put our hands together for him. Because there are people who take such wild decisions. Yeah, one of the heroes of Christmas, maybe during Christmas you can preach about it. I think last year I started preaching about the heroes of Christmas, the people that even make up the Christmas story. If you take them one by one for the four Sundays, you can finish it. I've given you a message for the month of December. Heroes of Christmas. It's a full series. And one of the heroes was Joseph. I think that Joseph is one of the people who has been underrated when it comes to Christmas story. Because this is a beloved you are with. The girl has come to say she's pregnant. Number one, you know that you didn't do anything. Then number two, she's saying that it's the Holy Spirit. This guy must be a man of faith. You see, you didn't even say it's the drummer or it's the organist or it's one usher or so, or how you were raped. But you say it's the Holy Spirit. And so the Bible said that Joseph decided to put away Mary privily. You see, like even in our case, this day, when there's a breakup, that's where you hear stories about the other person. But he said, Joseph was a gentleman. He said, look, I will put this lady away privately so that nobody will hear. Then he slept, he had a dream. Then he believed the dream that the pregnancy is also Holy Ghost and that it's God that has given him that dream. I say, Joseph must be a very different species from us. Because even in our time here, when there's breakup, hey, that's where you hear all the things that you have discussed during the dating time. Is the girl's fault? Is the boy's fault? This, that, this. Hey, some girl I broke up with. Up to today, she doesn't know why I broke up with her. Because I will explain. Do you see? But I'm saying this to say that Bishop Dark had faith. To say that this is a church. We have started the church. We are doing the church. It's going to work. He's been at it all his life. And he's been here. Amen. And through him, he has a son, Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Oh, look at what we are experiencing here. Do you see? You see, your Bishop Ogo is one of the another wild. He's actually, if Prophet lift his leg, he puts his leg there. And that's how it's been. And you can even see by the fruits and by the works that he does. Hallelujah. He said that he was on the aeroplane coming and God told him that, go and do church. And I say, hey, God is calling the doctors. Because we know this, your small, even the course you have done is not accredited. I was in the car with you. One of my mates called me. He said, Charlie, they were trying to write their licensure. It's not working. The people said the course you went to do at the university is not accredited. And the girl was begged up. She said, no, she's not happy with KUST. How does it take her school fees? 15,000. I said, madam, relax. Said, so your course that is not even accredited, it's difficult for you to put it aside. And this is yesterday, I think a lot of people were called to the bar. So a lawyer, by the grace of God, I know one of them. He's my classmate from SHS. I posted in Victor Corte Esquire. Hey, if I have a problem, I can call him that, Charlie, look, I beg, lead me to the court. So you should try and know a lawyer. You should know a lawyer, you should know a policeman, you should know a doctor, you should know a pastor. There are five people you must know in your life, very important people. You should know a taxi driver too. In case of emergency, and you know a trouble operator for other reasons. Amen. So I really think that Bishop Ogo has been another person that we should also look up to. Amen. And Bishop Kobe also is right here with us. So Makane, you are blessed. Honestly, I think that blessing is here. And Bishop Kobe is also a very good pastor. You see, when I see the full-timers, one of the things I say, look, these people had faith to even say that, like, as we are here now, it's not easy to say, put your work aside and come and do this. Okay, and the person who, all of them, most of them that even went to full-time, they attested that, look, it was a struggle. They have to, some of them said they saw vision. We have not seen it yet. So we are still doing lay. Lay is a part-time. Do you understand? And you can see that part-time work doesn't pay much. Part-time work, anybody who does part-time, I do some part-time somewhere, locum. In the medical sector, we call it locum. When teach part-time a month, then they put some 2,000 into your hands that to fuck up. So you can't see that 2,000, the people who are there permanently, how much are they taking? That means that they must be eating well. Amen. So this work that we are doing as saved teachers, it's a part-time job. It's a part-time. And one of the reasons I'm here today is just to encourage you that we are doing the good work. You see, because there is so much discouragement in the system. That makes you feel that you are less of a pastor when you take care of children. Do you see? But Prophet told us that a soul is a soul. A soul is a soul and it's precious to God. We don't count the children as half individual. They are also a soul. And I was explaining to my children some time ago that there is no children's service hell. Charlie, you die, you die. Heaven is heaven, hell is hell. There is no saved hell, saved heaven. the adult church, hell, adult church, heaven. It's the same thing that we are all going to, whichever way God will bless you, you go there. That's why we are here, to encourage ourselves that, look, we should not give up. We should not give up. We should not give up. And one of the things we have to know is that when you work at a place, you should know what you are supposed to do. You should know why you are at the workplace. The place I said I do locum, there's a course I lecture that I don't lecture at my own workplace. Even when they ask me, I'll tell them that yeah, I don't know. But here, I go and do microbiology. I lecture microbiology. But when I come here, they ask microbiology, what is microbiology? I've not even heard it before. So one time somebody was pointed out, but you went to do my, it's one of your courses. I said, look, that course I didn't even pass. But here, I teach it clearly. This is so, as you are here in this safe church, as you say you are doing children's church, what is your job description? So that to bring it to our first session, we'll be talking about who is a saved pastor. Who at all are you? I'm coming to give you about 25 things that you, at least you see that one will apply to you. So that when the reasons are a lot like that, you can see that you find your job, you find your job in it. Because those of you who teach even at primary schools, Pastor Peter, you used to teach at the primary school. What class were you in?
Grade 5.
Yeah. But do you come to work one day and say that, oh, today I feel like teaching class 3. Do you do that? They'll sack you.
Even if I can teach.
If you can't touch, you are not allowed. There's a class 3 teacher.
Yes.
Do you see? So who are you? Who are you? Who is a saved pastor? Number one, a saved pastor is somebody who gives his life for the children. I think we've started on a good note. Somebody who gives his life for the children. John chapter 10, verse 11. A teacher, a pastor. And you see, and from today, see yourself as a pastor. Whether we've made you LP, you are, what's your name, please? LP Felicia. Let the children call you LP. You see, sometimes when they call you teacher, you think it's another Sunday school, it's a Sunday school church, or extra class, or auntie. Do you see? Auntie, you can't really function. Okay. But a saved pastor is a pastor, number one, who gives his life. Who gives his life? You are doing the thing part-time, but you are giving your life. 1 John 10, 11 says that, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. A good shepherd, a good children pastor, gives his life for the children. You give your life, your Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock, we shouldn't see you walking in the adult church. You are walking there to do what? Do you understand? But you are with your children. Sunday first service, we are seeing you walking in the adult church. Do you understand? You are giving your life. Ask yourself whether which of the choristers live there to come and sing here. You are giving your life. You see, anything you see working, people have actually invested their lives in it. That's why people are called consultants. When they say you are a consultant, it means you have been at that thing for a very long time. And people now consult you. You are a consultant. Okay? So you give your life. There are people who are very religious with the course. Primary school, let's even start from SS. The person did, let's say, art, general art, university. The person went to do law. Then some people do law, law in this law. Then it's like the person has not even deviated to do anything apart from law. All the thing is law, law, law. The person gave his life. We are not serious. You do course, you come and do. Most people, what they do is not what they learned at school. Those people, they are not serious. Most people, like me, what I learned at school is not what I'm doing in life. No, it's not what I'm doing in life. Do you see? But some people actually, what they are doing, what they are doing now is what they learned at school. So as a safe pastor, give your life. Teachers, let's give our lives. When they see you, children should smell on you. We should see you carrying somebody's child at your back. Yes. We should see you with a child sitting down, explaining and doing counseling. You are giving your life. We should see children following you. Some holding your Bible, some carrying your handbag. These are your members. You should see when Bishop Ogo is passing.
our daughter, oh Bishop, please, I want to see you. We should also see children say, please, I want to see you. They say, you are, give your life. Give your life for them. Number two. Our time is short, so we'll go very fast. Number two, one that delivers the children. You deliver them. You deliver them from the vagaries of the weather. You deliver them from evil people. A same pastor delivers the children. You deliver them from evil. Let's look at what Job said. Job chapter 5, verse 4. Job 5, 4 says that his children are far from safety. And they are crushed in the gate. Neither is there anyone to deliver them. There must be somebody to deliver the children. They are far from safety. You see that from JHS, they start having boyfriends. Sometimes even JHS, our children, JHS. It's not easy. It's sometimes it's also because you don't do intimate counseling. If you do intimate counseling, you hear a lot of bad things. And now this person says he likes me. And this person says he likes me. And all that. As a safe pastor, you are there to deliver the children. Even to deliver them from ashes in the adult church. I don't know why I'm calling ashes today. It's ashes who also follow our children. And now the way dancing stars have become, a lot of bad things are going on in dancing stars. That somebody, if a child is in hurry to leave your church to go and join dancing stars somewhere, you have to follow up and find out what is happening. Right now, our dancing stars in our church have become one of the unspiritual group of people. It's like they are here to dance. When they dance, they switch off. In some other churches, when they finish, you see them walking around. Walking around, nobody really cares about them. Deliver the children. He said, his children are far from safety, and they are crushed in the gate. Neither is there anyone to deliver them. A lot of the children are waiting for you to deliver them. They are waiting for you. See, you cannot say that it's not my biological child. No. For that one, we are not even starting with it. To deliver them. Number three. A saved pastor is somebody whose voice the children know. The children should know your voice. When you speak, when you are coming from afar, you start talking, they should know. When your voice should always be in their ears. When you start speaking, when they are about to do something bad, they should hear your voice speaking. They should hear your voice talking. John chapter 10 verse 16, he says, and other sheep have I, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall be one fold and one shepherd. Somebody whose voice, how would the children hear your voice? They will hear your voice by your constant preaching. Anytime you get, gather the children and talk to them. Talk to them about everything, cleaning. Talk to them about cooking. Talk to them about how to be good girls. Talk to them. Look, one of the sessions I've had with you is that there are so many things to do. So many things to do. And you must occupy yourself with so many things. Yes. They must hear your voice. You are their pastor. They must hear your voice. It's like you can't come to church and say, I don't feel like preaching. It's not a feeling. As I'm here now, I don't feel like preaching. As we're coming, what are we coming to do here? I don't know, people here who can also talk. Do you understand? But you have to ask yourself that, look, do the children hear your voice? Do they hear your voice? How many times a pastor, you preach once in the month. You have done duty, this auntie preach. Like, as for you only preach on second Sunday of the month. No. In every church, there's one pastor and the assistant. When the pastor is not there, assistant preach. That's how it is. No. There's no way Bishop Ogo will come here and Bishop Kobe is coming to preach. No, Bishop Ogo is not there before Bishop Kobe will preach. And you know that if Bishop Kobe is not even around, do not call any one of us here. There are the assistants who are marking time, who are looking for microphone, who have not gotten some. So when they arrange the thing, before you to get your thing, you better start from your safe church rather. You better use your church. Your church will help you. Any opportunity you get, let your voice sound in the ears of the children. To the extent that a parent said, I'm going to tell auntie so and so, the child should be afraid. Anytime I tell Jackie that, I'm going to call Bishop Kobe, she's shivering. Because Bishop Kobe's voice has been in her ears all this while. So let us also live our lives. And you see, it comes by constant talking. That's how come you advise somebody, the person will not take back, another person will talk and that advice will be taken. It's because of because your voice has been constant in the person's ear. Yeah. Sunday, one of my guys came to me and said, look, me, I don't think this course it will help you. Go and do this course, it will help you. He said, yeah, Rev, I've heard. Do you see? But this same advice, somebody else can give this advice and the guy will just go, why are you telling me what you are telling me? Somebody whose voice, don't play with your voice. Like in UD, it's Bishop Dag's voice we know. Yes, we know Bishop Dag was this voice. Yeah. Last time I was just walking in the hospital like this. Then I met a guy. I think he was wearing one of these Art of Shepherding t-shirts. He was having this thing. Yeah, something. He was listening to a message. I think it was just that I followed him. And I said, you, I know you. Somebody should help us. I can hear grrr, somebody is there. I say, you are coming from Makande. He said, yes. Then I removed the thing. When I put the thing in my ear, I hear Bishop Ogo's voice. Wow. Then I removed my phone and I showed him. I said, look, I'm also listening to the similar message. Wow. He looked at my face. I didn't explain who am I to. I just passed by. I didn't even ask him his name. He also didn't ask me my name. I just left. I said, we are listening to the same thing, the same voice. Yeah. Let your voice sound in your church. There is no way the children don't hear your voice. Even when you use a different phone to call them, they should know it's your voice. Yes. They should know. So, your church, you see, don't look foul. If it is J Church you are there, let the J Church people know your voice. If it is I Church, the I Church children, they should know your voice. I'm sure when we are a lot here, we start asking where everybody is coming from. It's very important. Number four, a safe pastor is somebody who stands in the hedge for the children. Anti-British. You stand in the hedge. You stand in the hedge for the children. You pray for them. You should have a list of the children and start praying. Yes, that's your prayer topic. When you stand to pray, so a safe pastor, no, I don't have prayer topics and all this. No. You have shared the children. Look, 10. If you have 10 children and you are praying for all of them 5 minutes each, that's 50 minutes. That's 1 hour. Intercession. Oh, I pray for Augustina. Holy Spirit, touch her. May she be delivered from evil. May you direct her. It's not difficult to pray 5 minutes for one person. 10 people, you have the list there. I pray for Grace. Father, help Grace. Father, direct her path. Deliver her from evil friendship. In the name of Jesus, make her spiritual. That Sunday, when she comes, as you keep praying for Jesus, there is a change in the lives of Augustina. You won't struggle with her. You stand in the hedge for her. I have a case I'm dealing with. Tali, father, mother, said divorce is coming. And the children, when she comes and sits in my office, say, Reverend, I'm tired. This is somebody who have just completed JHS who said, Reverend, I'm tired. Today, mommy is saying this. Today, daddy is saying this. I'm tired. I don't know what to do again. I said, don't worry. So, Sunday, I showed a certain scripture. I said, her eyes are just open. I said, whatever is happening, it is called marital crisis. It is not a family crisis. Do not take side. Whether your father is right or your mother is right. Here, what is happening is not a family thing. It is a marriage thing. Don't take side. She was just looking at my face. I showed a certain scripture in the Bible. He said, hey. I said, every Sunday when you come and sit here. I'll preach to you 10 minutes before you go to the service. And then we'll preach again. Yeah. Somebody who stand. And that girl, when I go, man, I have to pray for them. Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30, he said, I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land that I should not destroy, but I found none. Somebody to stand and pray for the children. Hey, you can't take anointing oil and say that today Sunday is anointing service. In this, your J-Church people, wow. J-Church people, what about Jesus 63. Arrange them. I'm here to anoint all of you this Christmas.
There shall be no death. There shall be no sickness. Everybody lift up your hands. Hey! You see that suddenly the atmosphere has changed. They're playing keyboard. Somebody is singing. I need fresh oil today. Then you see that you yourself, your level has gone up. When would they have a convention and call your J Church member and pray for your J Church member? When is a prophet coming here to see something about this your J Church person? The children don't even come for convention. When they come, they are asleep. They are asleep. So you yourself, you organize every 3 months. Every 3 months. Don't do flyer. Maybe because you say that, they say that, oh man, who's on tea? And your flyer, yeah. Next week, Sunday, is all white. J-Church, they don't wear it. J-Church. The dress code is everybody white. And it's anointing service. Are you seeing when end of term, they're about to be end of term exams. Yes. Hey! Line up. Anointing for excellence. They don't know what it means, but it means something. Anointing for excellence. How much is budget? 7 cedis. Call me, I can send you Momo to buy some. 7 cedis. Buy it! So look, let Asher stand behind them. You know nobody will fall, but still, somebody should stand behind me. Nobody will fall, but somebody, there must be Asher. We must have ushers who are standing. Yes, that's your leader. That's happening. There must be some usher who is holding their back like this. That is the person's work. Why are you not serious with what you are doing? I'm saying that, look, take the thing seriously. You see, you two, you are part, and they've been insulting us that say pastors are not serious. You are part. Look, next, have you started exams? No. Oh, auntie, we'll start exams next week. Next week Sunday is oil for excellence. Now, maybe you see, I share pen. Pen and pens. I said, don't use any other pen. Use this one. This one. Hey, after I saw that somebody own was lost, the girl was worried. Oh. Reverend, I can't find my pen. Who took my anointed pen? I said, no, come, I'll give you another one. There must be something in that pen. Do you see? Stand in the hedge and pray for them. Hey, you dream some dream that elephant is chasing you. Come and tell me. Oh, let's pray. Father, you know when you say, Father, you say, as you do this so many times, they don't believe you. My church, it's your birthday, you haven't called me. Then the birthday is not correct. You have to call me and tell me today you are 13 years. Then I will lift a prayer over your head. It's very important. You will stand, as it's one of your job descriptions. You will stand in the hedge and pray for them. Number 5, job description. A safe pastor is somebody who wants children around him. You see, you must not say that you dear, oh, help me, money, feel free. You must not say that as for you dear, when children cry, you know, irritate your tympanic memory. How do you tell us that? You don't like to hear the cry of children. No. You are in high church. For them, that's the character. One of their characters is that they must cry. When the children are there, they are not crying in high church. There must be a problem. They must be crying. As you are preaching, somebody is shouting. It is the bishops and the big pastors who don't like it. The child is shouting, put handkerchief in his mouth. But you cannot put handkerchief in his mouth. And they don't like it when they sound like a child. No. But you must be used to it. Children walking around. If you see me preaching at children's program, I use half of the time to correct behavior. Hey, come on, move here. Hey, come back. Hey. All is part. Sometimes it's so that they don't even sleep. It's not because nobody's moving. No. You just have to shout. So everybody will turn and look at who it is. Then they will all come back and say, everybody is alert. Children must be around you. When you are moving till the last child leaves, children must be around you. Last time I church closed, I think the children closed, they were going, I said, some pastor children were walking. I said, they should call all the children in the compound, they should come to my office. They say, how many of you here cannot cook?
So, Reverend, I can do tea. I said, sure. We'll marry you with them. We'll be drinking tea. He said, this and me, I've done granola soup before. I said, who ate it? He said, my father ate it. I said, hey, your father must have faith. I called this one. What did I started talking to them. So you can see them. There is so many things to do. So many children must be around you all the time. All the time. Some children, that is your work. That is your work. You can't go to electrician house. You can't find cable. It must be some cable around, some tester, some plier. All these things must be around. Next one. Someone that will be patient. I say, Pastor, you are patient with the children. Very patient. We need somebody who have patience. People don't have patience at all. At all. We must have patience with them. I'm not talking about your fellow teachers. So I'm talking about children, the children that are around you. You must have patience to see this girl grow up. Go to SHS, JHS, SHS, it's not working. And some of them, when you attend their wedding, that's where, say, ah, this one, we're here. We saw her pregnancy. And Sunday, I was talking to one of the children. I said, hey, you, when your mother was in labor, I took her to the hospital. Hey. And the mother was there. The mother started laughing. He said, hey, Reverend Nikki, I have not forgotten this thing. I said, no, when your husband was in Cape Coast, I came to pick you. The taxi we took, I doesn't have horn. We couldn't do pee. I thought the hospital was Cocoa Clinic. When we got to Cocoa Clinic, he said, Reverend K, that is not the place. The place is at Kaneshi Polyclinic. Again, we were on it. Ah! When we got to the hospital, 5 minutes, and then Kofi was born. I was the first person to see him before I even called the father. Today, he's in the dancing star. He's dancing. He's dancing. Do you see? So you must have patience to see all these people grow, attend, and you must be a specialist at attending naming ceremonies, not because of the pastries, but so that be there that naming ceremony. Naming ceremonies in my church. I'm the one, I'm not officiating minister, but I'm the one there who raise funds. Oh, we are buying Macanesisti for the child. Wow. So contribute money. We are share envelope. Oh. Hey, my new church has arrived. I must be happy. Children must always be around you. Unless you don't know that some naming is going on. If you know the parent is doing naming, he hasn't called you, you have to call him. It's why a naming now I'm framing. Hey, no. It's a sin. It shouldn't be done. Number 7. Somebody who will comfort the children using the word of God. Comfort. Yes. Shout. It's part of the work. Somebody who comfort the children. Our children need comfort. Comfort them using the word of God. Like this girl I told you about. I have to comfort them. Hey, madam, I beg you. This thing, I can't pay. So that, Reverend Ike came to do retreat here after that. The pulpit got broken. So they say, look, that guy, don't let him pass through the gate of Makande here again. I beg you. Amen. Yeah. Comfort them. Many years ago, a mother came to tell him that the father died. I think she was in SHS. I said, don't worry. I'll be there at the funeral. The time for the funeral, mobilized some of the children. I said, look, this girl, the father has died. We are going. We went. When the girl saw us, it's like, ah, you have come. I said, yeah, I told you I'll come. I'm here. We sat with her. At the point, she even forgot that we came for funeral. She was happy, just there. And others said, look, I told her, look, me too, my father. My father died when I was in class 4. He said, hey. I said, yes. I said, look, that's what they're going. We all go. Just that day, they have taken their leave. Be comforted. Last Sunday, she has completed SHS. She's now doing my J church. She called me, so they are going to do some remembrance. I said, oh, father that has died long time. I'm not coming to remember him. I said, you there, go and come. So Sunday she won't be in church. I said, you go and come. Do you understand? So you comfort them. Like this girl who the father and the mother are fighting and all that. Look, anytime I meet, I have to comfort. I said, you'll be all right. Don't worry. It's a season. I told her, look, how old are you? 13. Don't worry. Let's just add 10 years to your years right now. That house. You leave the house. You marry and leave. 23, 24, 25, you get some guy who correct you, come and take you out of the house, and you'll be on your own. So you, and I even told her that, look, don't worry, but you have written BCE. By next month, December, January, you are going to secondary school. You won't be in the house again to be hearing all this nonsense. Yes. 6 months you go, you won't come back. You are just there. Hallelujah. So we must be people that you comfort. No, let me tell you, church, it's not always about facing, you know. No. And sometimes you think that when you face the children, they will. There are some that you just face them, they switch off. A parent called me that the son is smoking. It's a pathetic story. To the extent that when he went to first year, GHS, SHS first year, the guy from a bar center of smokers. First year, Charlie, he has scouted the people crowded from bar center. First year, the school just appeared. And the mother was worried. He started smoking after BCE. So, and when you can catch him with a thing like this, he said he's not smoking. The guys, the eyes are red. When the eyes are red, like that, he said, oh, he just woke up. He said he just woke up. What can you do him? And the father is a prophet. The mother, the real church pastor's children. Like, God, the boy. I said, look, the smoking is not a problem to me. How did you start? He said, oh, Reverend, BEC, my results came. I sent the results to the house, and they are saying they are not happy with the results. So since they are not happy with the results, I also decided to live my life. I said, hey. That, and it was a message to me. That, hey, could it be that a lot of the things we say is a problem? He said, look, when I, and like, parents were like he had disappointed them. The way they're talking, when like we're expecting you, this, they have disappointed. I said, he said, you know, they said that, he also, that since I've disappointed you, then I'll do the disappointment more. Look, the thing broke my heart, and I called the mother, and I said, I asked the mother, that you, how was your life like? He said, Reverend, I don't want to talk about my past life. And sometimes I said that some of the seeds we sow, the mother said she was smoking when she was also a teenager. Mother, I've asked the father that I've not spoken to the father before. The mother was very close to her. She was a blazer. And I told her, you see, some seeds when you sow, it will look like we've bent the whole farm, but still some things can just sprout out. And look, when he was writing, he could write social studies, then he'd go to town. So they would call me from Accra, I'll organize, and I knew the police commander at Eastern Region. And the boys, police will go to the town to go and look for the boy to come and write integrated science. Then after integrated science, he's gone again. I call some soldiers, police, they are looking for him. Then he knows the timetable. When it's time, then he will appear and write. So much. So comfort. So it's not everything. It's not everything you face. Child, the singing, you've done it to about, I think that you... Saying like this, you have to. Do you see what I'm talking about? You don't even say the thing well. I think you should polish it. You see, it's work. Oh, put your hands together for me. The way Grace sang today, the top notch. So sometimes you calm down small, then you also encourage small like that. But if you're on that particular channel, it's like the child comes to church. Like, hey, I'm the devil. It's like everything I do. You see, we have all been at that point where like everything I do is a problem. So now, and if the child decides to stop your church. Some of the children, they come to a church because their parents are here. If today we say everybody should choose the church, I was telling somebody on Thursday that if today they even decide that UD, they should give us transfer window a month that choose any denomination you like to be. Then the pastor to me said like some denomination to be empty. Is that like there will be some bishops there that there will be nobody in their church? I said, you have some whipper. Do you see? So comfort. Look, it is well. Oh, aggregate 12. Charlie, you have done well. Me, when I wrote BC, I didn't get aggregate 12. I had 16. You have tried. Tell us, so the secondary school, I think that, look, we should go for a single digit. Or, nice one. So don't worry. The school there, you will go. You see, so that's the 12. You brought 12. The thing that Ernestina Dems had aggregate 7, and I'm saying that 7 is this thing. You came with 12. That's how your life will be like this. No, you not do well. Aggregate 12, and you want to become a medical doctor, you'll be a herbalist. Hey, then you see, and the child will be like, yee. The spirit has come. Look, the school, you want to go to pre-sec? You get pre-sec. Osino SHS. Man was say elevation SHS. That's the one you get. So as we are talking, the child is depressed. Let's learn to comfort them. Oh, aggregate 19. Charlie, you have done what you can. Don't worry. You see, sometimes even the poor, they don't mark the thing well. That's how you must talk. Sometimes they don't mark the thing well. Even my friend B, he's all must be C. No, you just mark the thing. But I think you know the book, but just that the thing didn't work out. But don't worry. SHS, I know that you are coming out with 6. Do you see? And look, I think that now when you go, you have to be more serious. Do you see what I'm talking about? And I'm sure when you are very consistent with the thing, you just blow the thing. So don't worry. The school you are going, I'll come there myself. I'll come and visit you. You have anything somebody else will say, since the pastor say it is. Ernestina and this other Portia, they came with 6 ones. Hey, I hear you come with 19. Look at your head with 19. A boy. You will stay at home. And this one, I want to become an engineer. You become a fitter. Let's encourage them. Let's comfort the children. Amen. Number 8, somebody who will not give up on them. Somebody who will not give up on them. Don't touch my puppet. Go to my mommy's calling you. Somebody who will not give up on them. Don't give up on God, for he won't give up on you. Don't give up on them. Don't give up. Look, sometimes say, look, every decision you take, and there are scriptures to buttress it. In Genesis, the Bible said that the Spirit of God do not strive with men forever. You can use this scripture to justify the reason you are giving up on a child. Genesis. Meaning maybe I will check for it. The Spirit of God will not strive with men forever. I think it's in Genesis 3. Noah's time. Yeah. So you can use that scripture to comfort yourself that, look, this child is not serious. Yeah. And some of this child who look unserious, and the day you can get them to be serious, they will stick and stay with you forever. And those people, you don't stress yourself. Sometimes you call them one-on-one. Charlie, so what is the problem? Sit down. Give him water to drink. What is the problem? Then you'll be quiet. So that you'll be there, don't talk. Say, okay, you go. Next week, come. Like that. That child, he will stay with you. Yeah. You see, our children that we pastor, some of them are international school children, some of them are Saito children. You should know how you. Some of them are coming from different backgrounds that are beasts. Some of them, when you shout, Pedro cry. So then you shout, he's laughing at you. It's like, it's Reverend. One of them told Reverend, why are you worked up? Eh? Why are you worked up? Take your time. That you will do it. the dancing star. You see Sunday, you see something. You don't have to struggle with us. We'll do it. Okay. So it's a must. Don't give up. Tell yourself, I can't give up now on them. Next. Somebody who will lead the children to Christ. Yeah, in everything you do, anytime you meet children, you should share scripture with them. You see, when you do that, it will also help you. It will help you to your knowledge of the scriptures, the database for the scriptures you have. It will help you meet children, explain the scripture. Even if the scripture is not explaining, try and explain it. Yeah, lead them to Christ. Show them what, like, in everything they must become Christians. They must be spiritual people. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So when you meet them, like, share scripture with them. Lead them to Christ. Guys, learn to be Christians. Learn to be spiritual. Learn to be a Christian. I think it will help us. Yes. Lead them to Christ. The child
should say that it's this person who led me to Christ. You should be able to point to that. Oh, you can't have your preaching, you've not finished preaching, no, it's close, without saying, who is here? You want to give your life to Christ. As well, when you notice some new guy has come to the church, as you are preaching, your one eye is there. If you are here, you have not given your life to Christ. I'm telling you, tomorrow morning, we can't guarantee your life. Give your life to Christ. You stress until that new boy come and give his life to Christ. Amen. Hey, am I speaking sense or I'm just shouting? I'm speaking sense. Next one. Number 10. Somebody that will pray for the children. So guys, explain this one already. Luke 2, verse 20, he said that, and he took them up in his arms. Luke 2:28, he took them up in his arms and he blessed them. He took them up in his arms and he blessed them. Blessed their children. Guys, you are blessed. One of the things Bishop Dark always says, guys, you are blessed. Guys, you are blessed. I don't know what it means, but it's a blessing. So we receive it, we receive it, we receive it. You should be somebody who genuinely pray for them. Next one. 11. Somebody that will do Holy Ghost baptism for the children. And your children should be able to speak in tongues. Dear church, anybody who can talk can speak in tongues. Anybody in Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, there were children there. In Acts 2:17, he said, and it shall come to pass in the last day, saith the Lord, that I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. This girl standing here, she's a flesh. If she can talk, she can. Yeah. Today when I sat in the car, my son said, Daddy, church. And the mother said, so you don't think your father, he works. He's like, when you see him going, no, it's church. Then Daddy, church. I said, yes, it's church. When I come back tomorrow, we'll go to church again. He said, okay. Yeah. I'll pour out my spirit upon your day church shoe. When the children are worshiping and they are praying, you should feel the presence of God in your J-Church. 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 Y-Church. But now when they come and they are praying, so somebody go and knock somebody. These are our center people they bring. they are different species. Hey! So somebody, you know, then they go kick the person. You said you'll be doing that. This, hey, I said, where are they from? But you can make them spiritual. Yeah. You see, when you create a certain atmosphere in the church, if a new person joins, the person just flow into it. But if that atmosphere is not there, somebody else will come and determine how it should be. Yeah. Holy Ghost baptism. Look, this anointing service, Holy Ghost baptism. Look, 3 times in the year, or even 4 times in the year, 52 Sundays, you can't look for 2 or 3 to do these things for them. The whole year will pass. Pastor, you have not put your hand on the, pour oil and put your hand on the children. You are waiting for a camp which will never come on. A camp. Oh, no. Next. 12. Someone that will tell them the truth, even when the truth hurts. Tell the children the truth. Yes. Tell the children the truth sometimes. If you know, sometimes when you know it will even hurt them. Yeah. The girl who sings for me, hey, sometime I go give her the song, she won't rehearse. Where she can, she mix the word. As she sings, then I stand up, I take my microphone. And then the rest will, they start laughing. if she starts singing, she has missed one word, no, I pick my mic. If she see me, then she has to stop the singing. They pause everything. I'm coming to preach. Then somebody told her that, look, it's because you don't rehearse. So the reverend, when you see that you have missed the word, no, you come. So I think when the person gave her the advice, since then, hey, she has become very serious. She has become, I told her that, I said, I'm the pastor here. You don't sing the song you want to sing. You sing the song that I want you to sing. So if you go home, I think she WhatsApped me on Thursday. I said, look, me, I don't care. But any time you, in the week, you must ask me the song you sing before.
So she WhatsApp me on Thursday. I sent her the song. However, she will make sure. And I think now she's doing well. Hey, one time she WhatsApp me on like Tuesday. I didn't mind her. And I responded like Friday. And it's a new song. Oh, when I came, she learned the song dito. I said, hey. So now when they close church, you know, she'll come. Please, I want the song before I go home. I said, it's working. Tell them the truth. Tell them the truth. They are children who are growing up. They would like to know the truth. Show them the truth. Show them the way. Hallelujah. Next one. We are doing about 20-something, so. Number 13. Somebody that to protect the children from their peers that are leading them astray. Their friends can lead them astray. Somebody that to protect them, that's the children, from their friends who are leading them astray. Their friends can lead them astray. Their friends, they can lead them astray. So we need you to protect them from their friends. Next, someone that will get angry and rebuke them sharply. They need correction. 15, someone that will visit them in the hospital. Yes. Your mama is not where they told you. Oh, it's malaria. It should be fine. Hey, you should call. Hey, this week somebody sent me a message. The person said, he said, is he a good shepherd or you are a good this thing? Can I even get there? Because the person told me though she was in the hospital. Hey, every day I call to check up on the person. If I don't call, I WhatsApp. Pastor Peter, read this one for me. Say what?
So start from here. Revo, I'm doing much better now by grace. Thank you. You're a good shepherd.
Yeah. This is a bishop's wife. Kai. Because she texted me some minutes to you're on the way to the hospital. Hey! And my pap be after quiet time. I said, how are you doing? Nobody pays me for checking up on a bishop's wife. A bishop wife, the husband is a bishop. Do you see? But look, but you know, this person says it's not been well. Then I didn't text her. I told her that you are still on my prayer list. Hey, what do you think such a person would be so? It's like the mind that somebody somewhere is praying for me. Your child, they say one of your children didn't come to church because he's not feeling well. Oh, that girl, don't mind. She eats a lot. That's how she, every week, yeah, she forces every in the house. Why? It's because of the baller that is by their house. I think it's cholera. Hey! No, don't do that. You call the mother. Hi, Auntie Grace. I your daughter Augustine is not feeling well. Say, yes, yeah, so what's wrong with her? Is she there? Let me talk to her. Oh, okay, what's wrong with you? Mommy say I'm nowhere. Yes, I'm nowhere. My tummy. Oh! Because Sunday I was expecting you in church. I came by. I didn't see you in there. I asked of you, say, how are you feeling now? Oh, Auntie, I'm doing well. Are you sure? Are you fit? Yes, let's pray. Even though you didn't walk there, you have just done telepastry. But who knew they be only credit? They be only credit in tea. Hey, you mean to me? Hey, I don't have credit. This credit I used to call my husband. Hey! The girl I was talking about that when she has come to YJ. Kela, when Kela was supposed to do some surgery in Kolebu, today they postponed the surgery, tomorrow this day. Finally, the surgery came on. She WhatsApped me that, Reverend, we are on our way to Kolebu. I stopped work, closed my office, met them at Kolebu. Come and see me looking for bed. Pass here looking for bed. At the point that the people thought that was my daughter. Because I was working with the mother. They look for bed, this, are you okay? Kill, I'm going to buy you food. I went to buy food, medicine, this, that. Challenge. Look, the surgery, I'll come back tomorrow morning. When you are, I'll drive you to the house. When the surgery was done, came home the following Sunday, I organized the girls, put them in my car. We drove to her house to go and visit her. Hey, do you think this girl, the day she decided that she's leaving the church, she would think that, at least Reverend, yeah. Yes. So visit them at the hospital, especially when the person has to stay in the hospital for a very long time. Next one, somebody that will show them how to dress decently. Decent dressing. Yes. Our girls need to be taught how to dress decently, how to carry themselves. Not bushy armpit and smelly armpit fragrance. There's a difference between fragrance and fragrance. The same spelling, but the pronunciation is different. Fragrance and fragrance. They must move from fragrance to fragrance. Teach them, our adolescent girls, teach them how to smell good. Some of them, we can't hug them. But you see, because of the work we are doing, pastors, you can't yimu and hug. So, then when they hug you, they don't keep long with you. He said, it's okay. You are blessed. Hey! Amen. To teach them how to dress well. Organize. That's why I organize dinner. To see how they will dress. God, look at our church now. It's a casual. Every time t-shirt. Every time t-shirt. So, look. That you hardly see them maybe dressing. It's like people who sing for me. You don't wear any skirt that is above your knee. I'm very particular about that. When they went to join the adult church, I think there's one of these swollen Sunday or one of these something Sunday that we have to join them. Then I was entering the church and I saw three girls standing on the stage. They were singing. Then I saw Beatrice was this girl who was with me in the safe church who came to the adult church. The skirt was here. When I sat down, I sat in front like this. She was sitting and I made a signal. I know that she saw me. Then I told her, after church, my office. No, after church, I have to meet you in my office. After church, she climbed. I said, What is this? I said, the next time you wear anything below your knee and you come to this, I will remove it. What is this? Then I think she's a hairdresser. So when she's coming, the hair, orange, pink, purple, blue, these different colors, one people. I said, this is the last time I should see this multicolored hair. Hey, it's not easy. Oh. It's not easy. Look, so you must teach them how to dress well. No sleeveless. You wear sleeveless something, put something on the spaghetti. This thing, put something. Hey, recently I say plenty of things, but now I don't talk much. Hey. Because you see, some of these people today, you see, and when the child is not taught that, the child grows with it. And look, there are very sensitive things that if nobody teaches you when you are young, when you grow up, because this person I'm talking about is an elderly person, somebody's wife. So I think she sings or something, she lifted her hands, telling the armpit, bushy, I say, right. But this particular girl, I could call her. I could call her. But the fact that she's somebody's wife. And no, I said no. And I also said that if I don't tell her, who also can tell her? I just thought of the whole thing, but I didn't say anything. Because sometimes you have to behave like a pastor. You see, you didn't see. It's not everybody you can correct. It's not everybody you can correct. This is so as I see that. Up to now, I've still not said anything about it. Yes. Do you see? So our children to dress decently, because there are a lot of people in the adult who don't dress decently. Depending on who the person is, even there are people in that the bishop cannot talk about their matter. The person has come to use her heart to serve God. We are talking about the dressing. Oh, baby, you move. Maybe I'm not tight in the nam. Be 2000. Oh, quite. Be the young bechiri enteja. Yes, you can't do body shame. Oh, madam, serve the Lord with your heart. But for our children, I said, no. I don't like your dressing. I don't like. Now, you don't have a beloved, so mean. I don't like. If you have a beloved, the beloved says he likes it, you can wear it. But now that you are here, dear, I don't like this dressing. Amen. Next. Yes, mommy, ask. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, so sometimes I think somebody is listening, we are recording for somebody. Somebody has just made a special request that we should record this session for them and their teachers so they will listen.
Okay.
Yes.
Then
yes, so ask.
I'm asking If you see a member, a member of your church,
yes,
and she's doing something, but the mother is also doing it. Yes. The mother is also in the church.
Yes.
But in the...
He bought it for the child.
So, what do you do?
What do you do?
Yes. So you see, when you are doing the same thing, there's no moral right to correct. And sometimes, most parents will not like their children to follow their footsteps, but because they are doing it, they can't let their children also stop it. Now, as a safe pastor, one of the things I'll tell you is that the authority of the parent supersedes the authority of the pastor. If you say your child shouldn't come for rehearsals, no matter how much I want that child to be at rehearsals, I'll tell you, obey your mother, don't come. Do you see? So what you can do is that you call the mother. Madam, I think that our daughter, she's too young for this thing. What do you think? If the mother says, hey, it's my mother used to buy, let her wear this. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to. But I'm not sure any correct mother will also say that. I mean, there are a few dramatic ones who do what I've done. But, oh, Pastor, it's true. Mika, I've been even talking about it. The moment the mother says, I've been talking about it, they call the girl, come. Yes, come. Because sometimes the mother doesn't talk about it, but is not trying to portray the child as a bad person. So come. Your mother says she's been talking about your dressing. The same thing I've also been saying. Why are you not stopping? So from today, in front of the mother, from today, I think you shouldn't wear these things again. Do you see? If the mother says, Pastor, your duty is to preach to my daughter, and after that she leaves, you don't. What is this? What is wrong with what she's wearing? So I'm very sorry. I thought it's short, but I think as you have spoken, I've seen that it's long. Then, that's what I'm saying, that not everybody you can correct. Yes. Because some of the correction will bring you problems. The parent will see you as somebody who is against the child. That all these people, it's only my child that you have seen that she is not dressing well. What of the other children? And the way they'll make the thing look, sometimes if you don't take care, you don't have a good heart, you can even have problem with the child. So if the mother admit that I bought it, it's fashion. Me, I'm into fashion. I want my child to wear pants only. So I didn't know that. But also here, you have to make it clear to the mother that as also here, viewer discretion is advised. Well, you can't wear panties only and come here because we are also here. It's not a swimming place. Okay, so some of these things you just point, and sometimes I think you also see the parent. Auntie, I've noticed that your child, the dressing of late is not. What do you think? Have you noticed it? Say, W. I mean, in the casao, because it's a short, short, one jay share. Call me, Pocha. Pocha, your mother is saying that your dressing this. Now, mother look at daughter's face, daughter look at mother's face. I think that is. You solve it over there. But if you call them different, but they say, auntie, I've been telling my mother about this thing, but she said she's the one who buys it. I mean, I don't even know what to do. I don't even have anything long. When you call mother, daughter together, if you are putting the pressure here, it will be solved at the other end. I think I've answered you. Yeah. Next. So the dressing there, you have to be on it. Next. Somebody, number 17, somebody that will give them an opportunity in the ministry. Give them an opportunity. Yeah. Have about 5 different people who sing for you. It can't be only one girl who is singing for you or one boy who is singing for you. Different people should sing for you. The dancing star. Make sure everybody joins something. Yes. Everybody should join something. Give everybody an opportunity. Anybody who is interested in moderating the service, give the person a chance. Today you are the one moderating the service. We are giving you a chance. Oh, you are welcome. We are waiting for you. I said, I've come here. You can start. Give everybody a chance. Give everybody an opportunity. At a point, I rotate. I do a duty. I say, look, this Sunday, you are the MC. To another Sunday, you are the MC. To another Sunday. So the person learns the thing on the job. On the job. Yeah. So somebody just text a child, I think you can sing solo. I think you can sing solo. Try with this song. If you need someone to sing, then as you mix the song for you, as you tell you have done well, You should try another song again. Small. She also become a star. Yeah, so give them an... Well, you were given an opportunity. Yeah. To be a safe pastor is an opportunity you were given. Pastor Peter.
Like by this time, you are doing something that I can't mention. But they've given you an opportunity today. Amen. So also give the children a certain opportunity. Oh, you can dance. Come and be my dancing star. And I think, you see, this dancing star in the choir, there's a way to hype it. People will join. Yeah. Charlie, clap for the choir. I think the choir has done well. Hey, today the choir, the singing was serious. You see, the following Sunday, they will stand on the roof. That's what I do, man. You hype them. Look, so the choir is the main thing. Look, our work is a nice work. This work we are doing is a nice work. Very, very nice work. Number 18. Somebody that to wish the children happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday. It's nice. Yeah. I called people, parents out of the blessing. Oh, today's your child's birthday. I want to wish him happy birthday. Say, oh, Reverend, you remembered? Yeah. You have their picture, you post them. Try and take pictures with them. Any opportunity, take pictures with them. Some of the people sing for me. If I show you, last time I told them that, look, one day we'll come to church, I'll show only pictures. They were begging me. For some of them, when you look at them first and you look at them now, you can see that, hey, total transformation. Some of them, I told them that I will pop up their pictures when they are getting married. So they beg. You see some of them, post them. You'll be shocked that your birthday, they'll post you. Amen. Yes. So if you get chance, take people. Like, can we take pictures? So why not? It's also a way of bonding with. Can we take pictures? Yes, we can take pictures. Do you see? Oh, look, your camera is good. Take us pictures. You tell them, oh, we can also take pictures with you. Oh, can I take? I mean, you guys say it's not, they have your picture. You also have. So birthday, you post to cry. You post them. Call their parents. They'll bond with you and they can see that, hey, this person is there for me. Yeah. Now, if you go to somebody's status and you see yourself there now, you say, hey, Charlie, what's the occasion? There's no occasion. The person I just posted it, right? Best pastor. Wow. Oh! The following Sunday, you get to church, oh, come. Somebody have just posted it, just write, best pastor. Yeah. Last time I was there, then this my friend, I looked at his status. Then he posted my picture. I've been there, right? Thank you, Reverend Nikki. I said, what's the occasion? But I just felt loved. I said, oh, somebody just posted you out of the blue. So like, so I was wondering, quite okay. I don't know what posting say. But I said, what have I done? Started thinking. I said, oh, the guy is a good man. See, so have their pictures. Sometimes something has happened. They say, oh, this guy has not become. Say, ah, the Loretta. So no. That girl, she works with Loretta. Ikea. No. It's not Ikea. You see, when they sit down, Ikea is the one that sits at their left side. I said, who is she? You don't have the girl. When they bring the picture, oh! You don't know the name. But if you have a picture with that person, see, no. You should have a picture album. If you are in Google, if you have a Gmail, Google gives you some space on it. Store your pictures there. I store my pictures. It's your baby, I just go there. If I type your name, your picture comes. If I have a picture with you, I post. That's how it is. So, as for the children, you really, really. Next one. Somebody that will be there when their loved one dies. It's a serious thing. Children's pastor, father has died, you say it's nothing. Mother has died, you say it's nothing. You are not serious. Psalm 103 verse 13, like a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. Show mercy. Go. It doesn't matter where the funeral is. Go. Yeah. So, oh, auntie, you have come. Tata, you don't plan going, but because the church is going, you must join. Yeah. One of the girls who is still with me, the father died. I think when she was even, I think after SHS or before SHS. And they said the funeral is at some Volta B. Hey! Charlie. I organized the children, drew from Accra to Volta. When the girl saw me, said, Pastor,
Aiki, you have come. She stopped the crying. Hey! You see, and when you go to funeral, let me show you how to comfort people. Madam, come. You see, when you go for the funeral, you see, you don't just sit down. Hey! Your area. Oh, yeah, it's fine. Yeah. No. You don't just make comment. So when I arrive, I said, Harriet, I work for yourself. She came, I said, Charlie, I've come. I said, where have they laid your father? He said, yes, let's go. I held the hand like this. Wow. Went to stand in front of the cops. I said, have you seen him? He said, yes. I said, this is how we all end. Today, we'll be burying him. He'll be off. I know he's very passionate and all that, but take heart. There's nothing we can do here as is here. So this is the end of every man. So this is the last goodbye you are saying to your father. Then she said, okay. I thought she cried. She was not crying. She came to sit down. Sit here. The funeral, as they start the funeral service, I was sitting by her. You don't go and sit at the back chewing coconut that they should come and serve you water. I was sitting by her. When they said they want to call the children to come and give tribute, as she stood up to the distance, I followed. I followed. She was standing there. I was standing at the back. I'm sure people were wondering, is it the child? Or said, I was just standing. I don't care whatever you want to say. Then she read the tribute. Then I held her like this. We came to sit down. The last part is the graveside, where they pour the sand, boom, on the, that sound. If there's nobody standing by you, it doesn't matter who you are, you shed tears. So when they were going for the cemetery, I said, come and sit in my car. Oh, it's a strategy. Not even a strategy, but that is a way to comfort somebody. Because the man who died, a week before the man died, the man was telling me that, he said, Pastor Ike, take care of my children. That's what the man told. When the man was sick, you see, and one of the things you also know that you should be a pastor that show up. Like, show up. It was said of Absalom. They said, when the people are coming to see the father, they say he stands at the gate, he kissed them, shagged them. So he said he won the heart of the people. Show up. It's not about 3 weeks before. Oh, I hear that they say, sorry. No, show up. It's like when you hear the thing, no, show up. It's like, Rev is coming. Rev has arrived. LP has come. So, sit in my car. We drove to the graveside. The graveside, like this. We're there. They did everything. When they poured the sand and they hear the boom, then I said, Charlie, everything is okay. Like that. So when you are going for funeral, you have to wear shade. There's a reason for the shade. Maybe you are not crying, but the people have to look. So if you are not wearing shade, your whole face is showing. It's like, you are not sad, Misa. Because sometimes the person was there, you don't know the person. You can't really cry when you don't know the person. So kakra, no, then you try to, as if. How will you know this thing if they don't tell you? You wear shade. See, it's not now that you go, you are texting people. The people are laughing. Hey! When you do that, somebody who is sensible say, why are they here? I went for a certain funeral, church, somebody funeral, father funeral, and I went with some pastors, and I know that they didn't know this. When we say we're going for a cemetery, oh, the cemetery, you people should go and come. When I held the man's hand, when we came back for the funeral, he texted and said, Reverend Nikki, if it has not been you by my side, the rest of the pastors, water, your mountains, you see, usually these are ignorance rocks. As you came here to watch ignorance rocks. So this is how you be with the member. And I was with her. I was with her. I said, don't worry. When she was in secondary school, I took her from here to Zion College. Go and be with her. How are you? I came back to Accra. every season of her life. Do you think such a person, I can't leave my boys for you, I say, take care of them, I'm coming. Yeah. So, somebody who will be there, look, when they say show up, eh? Show up, oh. When their loved one dies, be there. When you go, it's not like this laughter, this. No, these are serious. Somebody whose father has died, it's a serious thing. The father is one. It's just like your liver. There you can donate one, but liver is one. When you have, when your liver fails you, that's it. Do you see? So somebody who will be there, unless you have not heard it. So you must teach the children that look. If there's a problem, call me. It's something you say that thing as if that when you come, you can do something. When you see pastors walking to church members' house, as if they can reconcile the issue going on between God and Satan. But you, as you are going to, you can't do anything. But you just have to show up. You just have to show up that I have come. Shall we pray? Hey, the whole place is quiet. Shall we pray? You see, you must have this aura and prayer that when you arrive. I was in my office, they just call me. Reverend, we are bringing you a certain girl to talk to her. I said, workplace too. What's the reason? They say it rained in their hometown. And then, it's one of these raining, and the room where the girl's mother was, the room collapsed and fell on the mother and the sibling, and then they died. 2 days after, their father also died. This girl is Jackie's classmate. She was about to write her last final exams. They said they should bring her to me. She sat down. I sat down. I looked at her face. She looked at my face. She started crying. She's sitting down. I looked at her face. What are you going to tell such a girl? What at all are you going to say that she has not heard some before? What are you going to say that to solve her problems? When the girl was finally walking out of my office, she started laughing. There is a way to speak.
Teacher, we have a lot of things to learn. Yeah, let's go. If I'm on this funeral matter, it's not today, we go here now.
Next one. Somebody that will get angry at the things that destroy them. There are things that destroy the children. Matthew 21, verse 12 said, and Jesus went into the temple of God and cast them out that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables and the money changers and the seat of them that sold doves. Anything that will destroy the children, you have to get angry at it. Anything. There are things that destroy friends. Anything. Game center, super bed. Get angry at those things and correct it. Get angry. Don't laugh. If you hear that a child has gone to do super bed, don't laugh and say that, hey, how much did you get? Come and bring your tithe. Number 21. Somebody that to teach the children. Psalm 34 verse 11 said, come, ye children, hearken to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. I had a conference on this. The fear of the Lord. Psalm 34 verse 11. Somebody that to teach the children. Teach them. Teach them. If you can't play drum, organize somebody to teach them drum. Tell them that I am paying this person to teach you the drum. Paying the person to teach you how to play piano. Teach them something. Teach them how to lay their beds. Teach them how to wash. Some of them practical. There's nobody to teach them. Teach them how to dress. Teach them how to walk. Teach them how to speak. Yes. Curtsy for boys and girls. Teach them. Teach them how to eat. Organize dinner. Somebody have never eaten with cutlery set before. Teach them. Teach them. Teach them. They will never forget you. Teach them. You are not even doing it so that they'll remember you, but teach them because they need to be taught. Number 22. Somebody that will not hide Jesus from the children. Don't hide Jesus from them. Psalm 78 verse 4. I will not hide from their children, show to the generations to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. I will not hide from them their children. Don't hide Jesus. You can't have a service, you have not spoken about Jesus. You have not have a service. You have not opened the Bible. There's nothing Christian about what you are doing. Anytime children gather around you, have an opportunity to share a scripture with them. Talk about Jesus. Talk about Jesus. Guys, let's be like Jesus. Let us become like Jesus. Talk about Jesus. Next. Somebody that will instruct them. Somebody that will instruct them. Psalm 4 verse 1. Hear ye children the instruction of a father and attain to no understanding. Somebody that will instruct the children. Hey, move from here. Move. You move from here. Come and sit here. You come here. You from today. Join the. You from today. Join this one. You from today. Join this. You from today. Do this. You from today. You are in charge of data. You from today. You are in charge of this. Yeah. Somebody that will instruct the children. If you cannot instruct, your church will be haphazard. Your church will be in confused motion. Next. Somebody that will teach the children the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. Psalm 34 verse 11. Come, ye children, hearken to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. And the very last one, somebody who will not despise the children. 25. Hey, I can't imagine I've preached 25 points. Who not despise. Most people despise children, though. But the children don't have anything to offer you. Well, they've called human beings to African to say, hey, God, if you can move from this place. And who despise you, despise children. May we not be the pastor that will despise children. Yes. Matthew chapter 18 verse 10 said, take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of the Father which is in heaven. Take heed that you don't despise one of these children. You don't despise them. These little ones, you don't despise them. God, the tendency to despise them is very high. God, these people, they can't do anything. They can't do much. Despising them. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet and let's pray. Begin to pray for yourself and tell the Holy Spirit to help you to be a good pastor, to be a good pastor, to be a good children's pastor. Manku Rabanebe. Ribadabu Sadabra Karabas. Liku Rabadabru Siabanidi. Mandurubu Siamandi. Brikabandurubu Sia. Mandabru Barabandu Rabadabra Sikibri. Meku Rabadibri Sika. Rabadabra Kaba. Rikarabu Siabas. Matu Rakatabi. Sika Takata Raba. Deke. In the name of Jesus, that we become good pastors. We will know what it is, oh God, to deliver them from evil. In the name of Jesus, somebody that will live our lives for them. In Jesus' name.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.